Walling, Addy, Basel, Switzerland, August 16th, 1886. Dear Addy, I learned Sarah mailed a letter to you which was not ready to be sent to you, but I am not able to write much now. Yesterday I was very sick. An acute attack of malaria, I think, was the cause. For 1 year I have been afflicted with a diseased tooth, but I have had it extracted, and I am really glad, although the pain in the lacerated gum was more severe than before the tooth was taken out. I am doing what I can, and I hope to see our workers here in the office understand better what it is to be Christians. We have meetings nearly every morning, 5:30 meetings for those specially seeking the Lord, and we have seen good results. When we know that Satan will make special attacks upon the ones who are employed in our institutions, then special efforts must be made to lift up a standard against him by elevating the characters of those who are engaged in the work. I am very anxious, I fear too anxious, to get through here and return to America. But I have no will of my own. But I think I can glorify God by bearing my testimony among our people, the churches who need our help. They need a certain kind of help which they do not receive. Addy, if you were only here and could help me prepare articles for the press, how glad I should be. I shall have to give up Mary. She will have all she can attend to soon. I wish you to keep this matter a profound secret, and I would not say a word to you about it unless we must have you get some things and send to her at once. She will want them the middle of November. I have been looking for a letter from you. I am really perplexed to know what to do with May Walling to complete her education and have her learn a good trade. Now, Addy, let not a hint of that which I have written escape you, for not a soul in America has the least intimation of this but yourself from this letter. Mother.